Steve Palmer here, Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air. Today I'm going to tackle sort of a, I'm going to call it a political subject, but I'm not going to talk politics because I always promise not to talk politics here. But it does have to do with Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act for deportations. And it doesn't matter to me where you stand on this. I can debate this or talk about the veracity of this in all sorts of settings, but not here. What I want to talk about today, though, is where these issues are going and how it's happening procedurally. Because I think there's been a lot of discussion or people draw conclusions based on court decisions and either say, yes, huh, Trump can do it, or nuh-uh, Trump can't do it. And see, a judge said this or another judge said that. So here's what happened recently. A judge in Pennsylvania, a federal judge, ruled that the U.S. can use the Alien Enemies Act to fast-track deportations of accused Venezuelan gang members. And this is apparently, if not, this is actually inconsistent with other federal jurisdictions that have ruled on the same thing. And I think we've all seen, you know, the headline-grabbing information is, I think there was a court in Texas and D.C. Other federal courts around the country are saying, no, you can't do this. And I'm not here to take a position on whether Trump can do this or not. But where does this go from here? What does all this mean? You've got federal courts in one place, part of the country saying, yes, you can do it. Federal courts in other parts of the country saying, no, you can't. And then people appealing. Well, here's how it goes. And this is sort of like appellate law 101. What happens is Trump tries to do something, and somebody who is impacted by this executive order or Trump's use of the Alien Act here to deport somebody files a lawsuit, and typically with the backing of like the ACLU or some other organization, would file a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of it. And they would pick a place where they could file that lawsuit. And by that, I mean like pick a favorable jurisdiction where they think they're going to get a good decision. And then a federal judge in district court, the lowest federal court, will say yes or no. Well, then the other side gets to appeal. And while they're appealing, they ask for something called an injunction, meaning don't let Trump's actions stand while we're figuring out the decision. And then at the same time, another federal court in a different jurisdiction like this one, I think this was a Trump appointee, actually the judge, not suggesting that means one thing or another, but this judge says, no, he can do it. Now that's going to go to that circuit court of appeals. So now we've got multiple cases around the country. What does all this mean? It means that we are on a crash course for the U.S. Supreme Court to decide this issue probably sooner rather than later. And none of these cases carry any precedent above the other. You've got courts of equal jurisdiction, courts of equal appellate jurisdiction, maybe reaching different results. And then ultimately, the Supreme Court is going to do what it does. It's going to have to take this and resolve it. And we will know once and for all whether Trump can use Alien Enemies Act for deportations. And that'll be settled. And it'll be part of the U.S. Supreme Court precedent in perpetuity, or at least until some other Supreme Court years from now decides that they're going to reverse it, or if they never reverse it, it is there in Supreme Court lore. So agree with it or not agree with it, that's where it's going. That's the trajectory. I promised I wasn't going to get political and comment on it, and I didn't. I just told you the procedure. If you have questions like about this or anything other legal topic, shoot them to me at lawyertalkpodcast.com. I'll be happy to cover it right here off the record on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.